What turns a holy day into a holiday? What turns a holy day into a holiday? Watch this for a PowerPoint. Are you ready? Go on, Julie. Thank you. Right. The thing that turns a holy day into a holiday is when you get I in the middle of it, when you get me in the middle of it. Julie was talking about the different ways of the celebrations that the Jews had. And there's nothing wrong with having a rest. There's nothing wrong with going somewhere different. There's nothing wrong with enjoying it. Yeah? The problem comes when we lay aside our usual routine and we leave God along with the usual routine. When our faith takes a back seat, we just leave it with everything else. And we just act like anybody else. But God is interested in each and every part of our lives. He wants to be part of every single second of our day, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, because God is God of everything. Someone once said that there is no part of life, there's no part of this world where Jesus Christ doesn't say, that's mine. He's God of everything. And we're not saying that when you go on holiday, you don't make it like a monastery or a convent. You know, this is it, we're going to have 2 weeks of solid. You can do that, but we're not saying that you've got to do that. But when you go away from your usual routine, you leave the ordinary stuff behind, you can leave the stress behind. And in many ways, that can give you a time to be more open to God. You've got more free time. You've got time available to spend with God himself. You haven't got to be up at whatever time. You haven't got to be at work for such and such a time. You haven't got to be at this place for such and such a time. So God can have a part in everything. We've got to use it wisely. Plan. Maybe there's a book in the Bible that we'd like to look at. Maybe there's a theme that we'd like to have a look at. You spend a few more extra minutes, quarter of an hour or so, reading through. Maybe you get readings, particularly for your holiday. Maybe you want to, I don't know, buy a book and think, yeah, I'm going to have that book that I've been thinking about and I'm going to read that book while I'm on holiday. Maybe there's a topic that you want to pray about. Maybe you're looking towards what's going to happen for the future, what's happening with the family, where are we going? The holiday can be a time away when you can think and concentrate on that, and it gives God a chance to speak. So remember, when you pack for the holiday, leave the kitchen sink behind, but take God with you, because he is very important. Let's not push God out of the holiday. Enjoy the break and transform the holiday into a holy day. Amen.